Track 17.
In this program, we ask explorer and writer Ian McDonald to tell us about a book that changed his life.
It's a very obscure book, but it really meant a lot to me. It's a book by Fridtjof Nansen, the Norwegian explorer and scientist. It's called Farthest North. I must have read it when I was a nerdish lad of about 12.
And what is the book about?
Well, it's an account of an attempt in the late 19th century to drift through the Arctic ice in a wooden ship called the Fram, which means forward. It's a kind of meteorological, biological, and geographic expedition. The ship got stuck in ice, so Nansen set out by dog sled and kayak to reach the North Pole. He was accompanied by one other crew member. They were eventually forced to head back, but they got closer to the pole than anyone had done previously.
And what was it in particular about this that made an impression on you?
It was one of those very daring, very, very daring books. The stuff they did was unbelievably brave. It's a bit like Scott of the Antarctic, but much less well known. I vividly remember reading it and being absolutely fascinated. It must be 1,000 pages of tiny type, enormously long, enormously detailed, and enormously discursive. So it was quite a struggle to read, but it was worth reading it. It gave me the idea that I'd like to go on expeditions and discover things.
It must have been quite a formative book for you, because in fact, for many years, that's exactly what you did.
Yes. Also, I think it was the first book I'd ever read about the way science was done, rather than about science itself. And I really liked the idea of getting out there with nature and looking at things. It also gave me a real interest in maps. I remember being absolutely fascinated by them.
Did you ever manage to read the book again later on in life?
Yeah, I reread Farthest North as an adult, a condensed version that was about a third as long.
And how was it again?
Well, I was amazed, first of all, that I'd read the whole thing when I was a young teenager. But secondly, and sadly, I was depressed by how boring it was. Maybe that's just the way it is. And the books that changed you as a youth are always going to be a disappointment, if not an outright embarrassment as an adult.